You're listening to SBS News.
Brazil's quarter-final against Belgium in Kazan was always going to be a classic. The Brazilians have won the World Cup more than any other nation and looked to be moving towards a sixth World Championship. The Belgians are in the midst of their best generation of players ever and came into the game off a miracle-come-from-behind victory over Japan. And so it came to pass that this game was truly one to remember. Brazil attacked and attacked often. But the first goal they scored, in the game's 13th minute, was a goal for the other team. Fernandinho accidentally turning Vincent Kompany's header from a Nasser Chadli corner into his own net. At 1-0 down, the Brazilians had plenty of time to recover, and so the attacks continued, denied only by a superb last line of defence by Belgium, led by goalkeeper Thibaut Courtois. But when Belgium got a chance on the counter-attack, their speed was something to behold, and so was their technique. And just past the half-hour mark, a Belgian counter-attack concluded with a finish to behold. Here's how the BBC's Five Live commentary described it.
And Lukaku's over the halfway line. He plays it out towards De Bruyne. They've got a man over. De Bruyne to the edge of the area. Oh, that was unbelievable. It was a devastating break as De Bruyne rifled the ball past Alisson.
Kevin De Bruyne switched to a more forward role in this match from the central midfield role he'd previously been occupying at this tournament, with a devastating low strike from distance to put Belgium 2-0 up and Brazil on the brink of defeat. With their World Cup in the balance, the Brazilians lifted their game after half-time. At least one appeal for penalty that looked legitimate was refused by the always controversial video assistant referee. Coach Chiche using his bench players to good effect, and in the 76th minute, they halved their deficit after substitute Renato Augusto headed in a pass from Philippe Coutinho. But the Brazilians still needed one more goal, and try as they might, it wasn't forthcoming. A last-minute parry over the bar of a Coutinho shot by the brilliant Courtois, shepherding away the final threat by the Seleção. The sound of the final whistle a few minutes later, confirming Belgium had done it. The Red Devils victors, 2-1. They're headed to the semi-finals. Brazil out of the World Cup. Belgium coach Roberto Martinez receiving much praise after the match for his game plan for this match. He dropped regular starters Dries Mertens and Yannick Carrasco for the heroes of the game against Japan, Chadli and Marouane Fellaini, and he changed the roles of existing starters De Bruyne and Romelu Lukaku. But Martinez says the credit for making the changes work must not go to him, but to his players.
When you say to someone that we're going to play in a certain way, as a player, you need to be so brave to accept it. And these boys, in 2 days, they change the tactical disposition, the approach to it, and that's not down to tactics. That's just down to the desire and wanting to make it happen. I couldn't be prouder. From a coach, that's just what you're working towards, to have the opportunity to give something to a player and then execute it to perfection.
Belgium lost their first match under Martinez to Spain in September 2016. They have not lost any of their 23 matches since. Brazil's elimination from any World Cup is treated in the same way many would treat a funeral. Chiche open about the pain of such a high-stakes defeat, 4 years on from Brazil's 7-1 drubbing on home soil in the last World Cup. But he's also praised Brazil's fans for staying with the team until the bitter end.
The fans can assess. Sometimes we think the fans cannot understand what's going on, but they do follow you. And they have their own minds. Sometimes, of course, the pain takes over. It's hard for me to talk to you. It's very hard. The feeling is really bitter. It's heavy. It's very hard to be here. Maybe the 30 years of my career to be able to talk here, but one thing is for sure, the fans know what happened on the pitch. They transcend the result of the match. They transcend it. They can see. Maybe because of that, they recognize that, and that's why they can still be loving fans.
This World Cup is now the first where none of Argentina, Brazil or Germany will feature in the final four teams. One nation who will feature there, though, for the first time since 2006, is France. the French dominated the play from early in proceedings in their quarter-final against Uruguay in Nizhny Novgorod. Reward came just before half-time when defender Raphael Varane headed in an Antoine Griezmann free kick to make the score 1-0. After half-time, Griezmann himself was presented with the opportunity of a shot at goal from outside the box. We'll let SBS Radio's French commentary describe what happened next.
Tolisso maintenant, le ballon pour Antoine Griezmann. La frappe de Griezmann, elle est tendue. Et but! Et but de l'équipe de France! Quelle erreur! Quelle faute de main de Fernando Mousnera sur cette frappe d'Antoine Griezmann! L'équipe de France mène 2-0.
The ball going through the hands of Uruguayan goalkeeper Fernando Muslera to gift Griezmann a goal through a horrible error. Out of respect for his Uruguayan friends, Griezmann didn't celebrate the goal, but it counted all the same and signalled the end for a Uruguayan side shorn of one of its best players, Edinson Cavani, through injury, and a side whose midfield frailties and lack of possession finally came to the fore, as they were unable to provide the likes of star striker Luis Suarez with sufficient opportunity. 2-0 the final score, France's only difficulty being a near brawl that broke out after young star Kylian Mbappe rightly received a yellow card for diving. Whether France are yet playing at their best has been a topic of frequent discussion at this World Cup. Griezmann says the team's style is pragmatic.
Well, I do not think that we have a style that is set. I think we just observe what happens during the match, and we have people who know how to manage their game. They know when to stop, when to move to the front. And I do something similar. When I have the ball, I try to take the game to where we want it to be.
Uruguayan coach Oscar Tabárez not faulting the effort his players put in, but admitting the right team won.
We really made a huge effort, a huge physical effort during the first 20 minutes, but afterwards we were not able to exploit the problems that France had. Then they scored, and that's a detail that has a huge impact on a match like a quarter-final. We spoke about it during the break. We couldn't solve it during the first minutes of the second half. That's why we made some substitutions to see if we could improve, but we couldn't. We were not able, even if we made a huge effort. And the boys really gave everything. But France were able to control the match very well. And after the second goal, of course, it was a very big distance between both teams. So we couldn't control the strengths, and they played better than we did, I admit that.
So France and Belgium will meet in the tournament's first semi-final in St. Petersburg on Wednesday morning. The other semi-final will take place in Moscow on Thursday morning. It will be contested by the winners of the other two quarter-finals to be played in the early hours of tomorrow. England will play Sweden in Samara in one of them, whilst in the other, tournament hosts Russia will look to keep their against-the-odds run at their home World Cup going when they play Croatia. Sunila Wasti, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.